أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says the count of the months by Allah Ta'ala. In other words, Allah made the months for us, 12 months. 12, Allah says. And they are made by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah made this measurement of time of 12 months in a year. It wasn't man-made. It was made by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah made it so old, يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When Allah created the heavens and the earth, that time Allah made this already. منها أربعة حرم, four are sacred months. And then ذلك الدين القيم, that's a strong way of Allah Ta'ala, an established way. How many thousands of years have passed, but still 12 months to a year. If man could make it, they should make it 10 months. According to decimal system, then to calculate becomes easy. First, here in South Africa also, we had pound, shilling and pence. 12 pence made a shilling, 20 shillings made a pound. To calculate wasn't easy. But our old people calculated very fast than what we can. Today's decimal system, very easy to calculate. So if man could make it, they shouldn't have made it 12. They should make it 10 months. And they shouldn't make 7 days in a week. They should make 10 days in a week, easier than to calculate. But that is Allah's system. That is one thing. Another thing that we learn from here, which we should take cognizance of, take in mind, is the Qudrat of Allah. That Allah has created time. But our minds cannot easily just go that way to think that, for example, we say Allah created the heavens, the earth, the mountains, the seas, all that we can see, it's easy to understand. But a thing like time Allah created, we can't see time, we can't feel time, we can't touch time, but time is a reality. We are born in time, people die in time. Great, great historical events take place in time. All that is in time. This time, Allah made it. If there wasn't time, like for example, people who go in space, and if you just float around, or sometimes some concussion in the head, and your head is like floating, then how a person feels. If there was no time, we can't really imagine what our condition should be. So we should think of it a bit and think of the great Qudrat of Allah, that Allah created a thing like time. And then think of this great ni'mat of Allah. Time is a great, great ni'mat. This time is such a great Qudrat that Allah takes qasam on time, wal asr. And Allah only takes qasam on His great, great creation. And then again, or the various parts in time, Allah takes qasam on that. Wal fajr, the time of fajr. Wal layl, the night Allah Ta'ala takes qasam. Wal nahar, the day Allah Ta'ala takes qasam. So these are, we are passing through how many days and nights in our life. And when the day changes, when the night changes into the day, Fajr time, when the day changes into the night, Maghrib time, a huge event is taking place, but we don't take any notice of it. Allah complains about us in the Quran Sharif that وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. How many of my clear, clear signs I've put in the heavens and the earth. يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. Man just passes by. وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِضُونَ. And he doesn't think anything about it. For example, now we just had lunch, perhaps all had or are going to have, at Brother Salim's place we had lunch. How many things were prepared? The ladies, how lot they prepared, but we don't think about it. So much so that generally we eat at anyone's place, we don't even tell them Jazakallah. Or if we do say, we'll say for the man, but the woman who prepared so much, we don't ever say Jazakallah. The woman took trouble, they prepared, they went out of the way, they were concerned, everything must be right, nothing must be wrong. How much would that worry, such a big thing? The food mustn't burn, it mustn't get spoiled, people must like it. It's a great thing, but we don't take any notice of it. We just eat and finish. That is worse than a dog also. When you give it something to eat, it wags its tail. It tells you thank you. that you gave me something to eat. One time, Bismillah. One brother told me, in Trinidad, there's a little island Tobago also. People go for holidays there, resort, etc. So he was at the seaside. And where the sea was, and the river, there was a river flowing into the sea. About 4 meters gap between the two. So he was sitting there, and he saw a fish came, a beautiful fish, about 1/2 meter long. Different colors. It swam there, and it fell on its side, in the river. He had a stick, he pushed it, it went away. It came second, third time also. Then something came in his head, Allah put it. He took a big stick and he pushed it from there into the sea. Then it swam away with the speed. And then it came back again, made a circle by him. And it went away again. In other words, it told thank you. It was a sea fish. It can't live in the river. It has to be in the sea. And Allah put it in his head, and then he put it, so that fish also say Jazakallah. But today, and if we think, this is when we eat by somebody's place, at home, every day we eating. Ever we told our wives, Jazakallah, they cook for us. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah, a very great buzurg, was a doctor, but just see another point, by the company of pious people, he stayed in the company of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah. He's known in the world today as Maulana Abdul Hay, but he was a doctor. Anyway, so once one of his murids invited him for meals, he said he ate. After eating from Parda, he told the house lady, Jazakallah, very nice, very much appreciated, very delicious, and he went away. Then he went away, but she started crying, and very profusely, very heavily. So husband asked her, why are you crying? Manana didn't swear you, he didn't insult you, he didn't criticize you, he praised you, he thanked you, he said Jazakallah, he gave you duas. She said, I'm crying because 40 years I'm cooking for you. Not one day you told me Jazakallah. But yes, you found lot of fault in my food. Salt is too much, it's burnt, it's too hot, it's too cold, it's too strong. Your masalas are not right. Lot of fault you find. But see, one day I cooked for Maulana. And every human being, if you show appreciation, that person also becomes a slave of yours. Allahu Akbar. But just imagine, Allah doesn't have to make shukr to us. What has Allah got to do? But Allah is shakir. Not only shakir, more than shakir, Allah is shakur also. Right? That means Allah is very, very thankful. If we make Allah's ibadat, it is what Allah's body we are doing in the time of Allah. In the house Allah made, where we made the house. Nothing is of ours, but we do little bit, Allah appreciates very greatly. But we don't take that lesson. We don't appreciate from anyone. Whoever does a favor, we should appreciate. So anyway, so the husband learned his lesson. So the next day they were sitting to eat. And then he started, Jazakallah, appreciate very much. Again she started crying. And with women is a no-win situation. You can't beat them. And they got problem. Everything you do, they got a problem. But that's also not a problem. The same thing they say about us, the men. That you just can't please this man. This man always got a problem with everything also. So anyway, so he said, now why are you crying? I praised you, I thanked you. She said, 40 years I'm cooking for you. Not one day Jazakallah. Not one day any praises. But today when the neighbor's wife sent the food, you can't stop. You're just going on and praising the food. So anyway, to make shukr is a great thing of all Allah's ni'mats. Think of our eyes we got. Ask ourselves, my whole life did I make shukr for my eyes? And when Allah wants to remind us sometimes, He gives us a problem in the eyes. Then you realize. Then you say, eyes are great ni'mat. Can't we realize it before time without having... And really also, if you are loved by Allah and Allah wants you to appreciate, then Allah will give you a problem in your eyes, in your hands, your legs. You get heart problem so that you could make shukr. If you are not loved by Allah, Allah won't worry about you also. You carry on like an animal using Allah's ni'mat. And you make no shukr. But if you want to be a real lover of Allah and beloved of Allah, before you get a knock, make shukr. Those people don't get a knock then, who make shukr. Then Allah also appreciate, and Allah says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you make shukr, I will increase. How many ni'mets as we are sitting now? Countless ni'mets of Allah Ta'ala in our body. Any person can get a heart attack now. Any person can get brain hemorrhage now. We are not getting. There isn't a clot anywhere forming. We are, alhamdulillah, what great ni'mat. Any now, such a wind can come, and it can blow this whole masjid roof away. The whole masjid can fall down on us. It can happen. Allah's qudrat is above everything. Allah's qudrat is so, but we don't make shukr. Anything. We are sitting comfortable. Today's cell phone zamana. Your phone can ring, or your message. You look, oh, accident at home. Fire at home. Allah save us all. Anything can. How many ni'mats of Allah? Countless ni'mats, but no shukr. As we are sitting, the clothes where we are wearing, ni'mat of Allah. How many millions of people worked, the people, the textile companies where the clothing was made, whether it's of cotton from the cotton farms, wool, the sheep, etc., leather, the animals, then the tanning, you can't count it also. And then all the roads, the transport, the trucks, the people who have to come to work, their houses have to be in order. Their family must be healthy, all they need seen to them. Otherwise they phone the boss, I can't come to work, I got a problem at home. How many billions of things. But from us, not one shukr. This shukr. So anyway, about time, we must think about it. And then not only did Allah give us time, but He gave us the measurement of time. We said we'll be here today, Amaswat, Thursday, after Zohar. We just take it for granted. Who gave us that Zohar is the time of Zohar? Zohar Azan, 1 o'clock, Jamaat, 1:15. How? It's not just watches. Not the people made watches. Allah gave us this time. And all according to this time. Now we organized ourselves. We said we want to be there for Zohar Namaz. We want to be there for the program. We came for the program. You people came for the program. This is a measurement of time. You buy goods on 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Where does 30, 60, 90 days came about? 60 days you had to pay, you didn't pay. Your supplier contacts you. How he knows 60 days? Allah gave this time. But we don't appreciate. I'm today 20 years old, 25 years. Where I got this measurement of time? That's another very, very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So now we are coming to the end of an Islamic year. 1435. Today is the 28th. Tomorrow will be most probably the last day. Maybe one more day, but most probably tomorrow last day. Then the first, a new Islamic year. But how many of us are conscious of it? We are Muslims, we all, and we get cross. One student of ours, his father has got a lot of financial problems, he's in interest, debts, etc. So he's pleading with his father, Daddy, please come out of this interest. Daddy, that why? He say, my son, you're lecturing me. You're saying I'm not a good Muslim. And he's doing so many, and they haven't got money. Interest all there. But big birthday party they're having. 100 people birthday party. So this is also a ni'mat of Allah if we got right understanding. Don't use your money in the wrong way. If you haven't got money, even if you got money, don't use it in the wrong way. And if you haven't got money, just live a simple life. Just live as according to your standard. Don't try and show the people. And don't try and copy the worst thing, copying the non-Muslims, the West. Birthday party, this thing we're doing, that thing we're doing. Posting in any case, even doing right things, walima, big walima to show people. Or even if you're going every year umrah, whole family you want to show the people. This is all haram. You're thinking you are being very pious, but it's haram. So even the right things, do it in the right way. And wrong things, don't do it in any way. No, but we're doing the wrong things in the wrong way. So there is also a ni'mat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. If we got this understanding, we're not wasting money. How lot on weddings, Allahu Akbar. You can't even open that chapter. Today, what wastage in wedding. How much copying of the West. Unbelievable. And our people. And then we're always complaining, no money. Things are getting expensive. But how much of wastage. So we are Muslims. We must live an Islamic way of life. But when the Christian year will come to an end, in December, every everyone knows about it. There isn't anyone who is not conscious the new year. But our Islamic year is coming to an end. How many of us are conscious? We hardly got it in our mind. A whole year is coming to an end. And a new year is starting. But it's nothing. Christmas day at Christmas. This day, then new year. Then all the lights everywhere. How many of us could show our children lights? As if we haven't got lights in the house which they can see. All the decorations, we take them. All the Christian things, we following in their way. So, as Muslims, this we should be conscious of. The Islamic year is coming to an end. And another great lesson that we should take of this, whenever a year comes to an end, any year, financial year, businessman takes stock, gets his balance sheet written up, everything he checks now, that what is it from last year to this year. And your bookkeeper, your accountant gives you last year's figures, he gives you this year's figures. You compare the two figures. And then you see, did I make a profit, did I make a loss? What profit did, and everyone wants to see a big profit. Nobody wants to see the same profit again. And he doesn't want to see a small, he wants to see a big profit. So in our read, which is our real stock taking, our religious conscience. Take stock, really do this. Alhamdulillah, many of our friends, we encourage them, they are doing it. That last year, end of last year, 1433, that how many, was I paband with my five times namaz or not? Was I doing it with jamaat or not? Was I rushing through my namaz or was I reading? This year, they compare now. Last year's figures are there. This year's figures, have I improved in my namaz or not? Have I improved in my concentration in my namaz or not? Quran Sharif tilawat. Last year, was I making or wasn't I making? How much was I making? Casually, now and then I made. Or I was regular. They got their figures. This year's figures, they write. They compare the two. So this way a person's Islam will get done. And Allah reward one brother. Already this year's whole stock sheet he sent me already. Very keen brother. And this way a person improve. And we are here to improve ourselves. Not just to do things. A businessman doesn't worry what's happening. In the academic year, the school year, university, Darul Uloom, Madrasa year, students are checked every year. End of the year, that how did you pass, fail, whatever it was. So everyone has got a year by which he checks himself. Our own age, today I'm 45. Today I'm 52, whatever my age is. Last year my health was like this, this year my health is like that. I didn't have that problem before, now I got this problem. Alhamdulillah, this problem is gone now. No more I got sugar, we check ourselves. So the most important thing we must check, our spiritual life. All this other hisab, kitab, going to get finished. It's good, nothing, but this is going to go in the qabr. And which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسِبُوا. Take stock of yourself before your stock is taken. So we should check ourselves. We know when our accountant gives us our financials, we study them before we send them to the receiver, to the tax man. We want to make sure that things are in order. We don't want problems. So study our financials before Allah's financials. Kiram and Katibin, they are taking stock. And our whole balance sheet is going to come out. So check ourselves up. And then one other important point that we should learn from this occasion, that it was the 10th of Muharram, which is coming. We should keep Roza on the 10th of Muharram. We'll create reward we should keep, but keep the roza with the spirit behind the roza. Don't only stay hungry. There is a great difference between staying hungry and keeping roza. Many of us, how many Ramzans have passed, but we didn't keep roza, we only stayed hungry. To understand the difference of the two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, a person who thinks he kept roza, but he doesn't stay away from backbiting, from vulgar language, misusing his eyes, looking at other women, flirting around and chatting with other women. Today on the phone you're chatting. Today on the everywhere, all these things are happening. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, a person who kept roza like that, he says, Allah got no need of his staying hungry. All that he got from his roza was to stay hungry. the benefit of roza. He didn't keep roza. How can you get the benefit of roza? So there is a great difference of keeping roza and staying hungry. People go on hunger strikes. That is no roza. Roza is a specific thing, and we should learn. Alhamdulillah, by Allah's fazl, every year in Ramzan, in the Khanqah, in the Darul Ulum, lengthy discussions are given of this. Try and come. Otherwise, listen to it on the website. Go on the website and listen to those bayan, so that at least our rozas can become roza. Our namaz doesn't be an exercise, but it becomes an ibadat, it becomes a namaz. Our qurbani is not just slaughtering an animal, but it becomes qurbani. Qurbani is something else, and slaughtering an animal is something else. Today, during the year, we need meat. We are a bit cautious, so we're going to slaughter our own animal. That's not qurbani, that is slaughtering an animal. But this Eid time qurbani, that is a different thing completely. And qurbani is not charity. Many of us, we send our qurbanis away, Malawi, Mozambique, other countries, and we say that those people don't get meat to eat. They don't only need meat in at qurbani time once a year, they need meat all the time. So if you really got feeling for the people who haven't got meat, don't only send once a year. Send twice a month, that they also get some meat to eat. So qurbani is not a charity. Qurbani is qurbani. And for qurbani, you must buy sheep. But many we don't hear, we are half sleepy, and we hear Maulana said you must buy cheap. So we look for cheap animals for qurbani. No, don't buy cheap. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. Tibu. That happily spend on qurbani. Doesn't mean the people who are selling must exploit you, but you also buy the best animal, what you can afford. Buy a good animal. And whether you don't eat anything of the animal, qurbani is for qurbani. It's not for eating. This is Allah's mehribani. His fazl that He made it jais, you can eat qurbani meat. Otherwise, in the previous ummats, their qurbani, they couldn't touch it. Made qurbani and left the animal. We are allowed to eat from it. So qurbani, and don't think that's a wastage. That's Allah's given thing according to Allah's order. Even if you don't touch it, even if you just bury it, but you made your qurbani. Qurbani has to be made. And that is really qurbani. This we are eating, we go in way. Oh, how many? So many, 50 rand a kilo, 45 rand a kilo, it worked out. Today, this year, our qurbani worked out cheap. It's not for this year. Qurbani is to spend. So anyway, so there is a great difference. So this Roza of 10th Muharram also, we should keep it with a specific purpose. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Sharif, he found the Jews were keeping Roza on the 10th of Muharram, all of them. Asked them, why are you people keeping Roza? This was the day Musa alayhi sallam got salvation from Fir'aun. Allah gave him najat, salvation. And the whole Bani Israel, in shukriya to Allah Ta'ala, we are keeping roza. There is another very great lesson for us to learn. Whenever we want to celebrate something, it's always a big party. We have walima party is there according to sharia, and aqiqah party is there according to sharia. You slaughter, you eat. Allah permitted it, is no problem. But there is also to make shukriya by keeping roza also. We should not only make shukriya by feeding and eating. You must make shukriya also sometimes by fasting. Our only way to show our happiness is by feasting. But there is a greater way to show the happiness, and that is by fasting. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he got his citizenship for Saudi, the government gave him permission. And where? Right close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah gave him place. Then for 40 days in shukriya, he kept roza. So that is shukriya, that a person makes shukr. But we only think of party, new house, new car, new shop, party. Call the family, call all the children, call the neighbors, have a big party, have a bride. No, we should say fast also. So the Bani Israel, they said we are fasting in shukriya. So how much, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, we got a more greater right that we make shukriya. Nabi Musa alayhi salam is our Nabi also. A person has to have the utmost respect for every Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Our Nabi is the last Nabi. His Shariat is the last and final Shariat. But every Nabi, Isa alayhi salam, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we got the greatest respect for them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, we will also keep roza. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, if I live next year, I will keep two rozas. The 9th and the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. Many of us, through we don't keep proper rozas. But yeah, we keep three rozas. Eh? We should keep two rozas. Shaban is only one roza, 15 Shaban. Many people keep three rozas. Where we don't do anything. And when we do extra. Eh? Like many women folk, they won't close the door, the cupboard door or anything. But when they close it, they lock it also, which is not necessary also. When it has to be done, they overdo it or under it, never within the limits. So our whole Shariat also must be everything according to Shariat. The tap, either they leave it open, water is dripping. And when you shout them quite a bit, they close it so tight you can't open it after that. So everything must be done within its limits in the correct way. So this rozas also, the 9th and 10th, or the 10th and 11th. And there is a reason for that. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, we are different from the Bani Israel. So today see how much are we different. Hey, that how much birthday parties are in us. Photos of our children, of the wife, on our cell phone. Hey, and you give your cell phone, your friend wants to use it. Now your wife is there, she's smiling so nice. Hey, that person's ideas also start changing now. Oh, this person, his wife looks so beautiful. Hey, one place we were eating lunch, Juma. And a Maulana was sitting next to me. And his key ring, the key of his car. And on the key ring, his wife's picture. And she's smiling, happy and that. Any person can get wrong ideas there. We're advertising our own wives. Little children pictures. Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri, rahmatullah alayhi. He was on his travels. He went for Safar, Bayan, etc. He stayed at one person's house Thursday night. On every Thursday night he should make bayan, go out. So every Thursday night he should get ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That night he didn't get. Next Thursday again he made ziyarat. So he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, last week I didn't make ziyarat, I didn't see you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I don't enter that house in which photos are displayed. Today in our houses, photos are displayed. In other words, and photo displaying actually means that we are telling the farishtas of Rahmat, no entry for you. That's a sign, no entry. For Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make his ziyarat, no entry. And we are entry for shaitan, for the evil jinnat. And what is their work? To cause problems in our health. That no matter what test you go for, MRI, and we go to India, and you go to anywhere in the world, they can't pick up anything. How can they pick it up? It's from a different source. All these things are causing the problems. And then you have financial problems. You don't know where it came from. Then you got marital problems. Then you got domestic problems. This is not just problems. Then you say it's jadu. It's the jadu you make yourself. All these things you bring, that TV in the house, all that porn you are watching, all the filth and dirt, you are bringing it on yourself. And we are told we must be different from the Jews and Christians. We must not follow even in the religious matters. Then in dunya's matters, how much must we save ourselves? How many of us, Christmas time, going to see the lights, etc., December time, all that. No, we must be completely different. So there is a great lesson for us to learn, that this a new year is going to start. 1435 is coming to an end. 1436 is going to start. Do your stock taking. And every businessman, every student, everyone, when his birthday, then he thinks, now this year I'm giving up this bad habits of mine. So make some resolutions. And don't make too many. Just make one or two resolutions, but try and follow those resolutions. A person who will do that, inshallah, he will see a great change will come in his life. You make a niyyah to bring one resolution. five times namaz I'm going to read. I was reading five times, but not with jamaat. I'm going to read with jamaat. I was making with jamaat, but I wasn't cared about first surf, takbir e ula. Now, this year, I'm starting. First surf, takbir. Anything. I wasn't reading Quran, I'm going to start reading Quran now. Whatever it is, and I'm, wallah, I say, you make niyat of one, and Allah will bring 1,000 good things in your life. You only make one and make try for one, and Allah will bring 1,000 good things in your life. It comes in the hadith. A person who comes to me a hand's length, I go an arm's length to him. A person who comes an arm's length, I go 2 arms' length to him. A person who comes walking to me, I go running toward, try to come to Allah. Of course, Allah is not like us, that Allah got hands and Allah walks and runs. Na'uzubillah. It means Allah's rahmat comes abundantly to you. So may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So tonight will be the program in Standerton. How far Standerton? Far?
85.
Far or near?
85
kilometers. Near, eh? Nearer than Joburg? So if we came from Joburg, you can come from, and we come from other side of Joburg. So you can come from this side. Not so difficult, so try and come for the program. We'll have more time and we'll be able to discuss most probably, Allah knows, on the same subject, but more in detail, more different things which are very, very important for us. Allah give us tawfiq. Discoveratuna? Okay. Maulana wants to become bayat. Just a little introduction to bayat. Bayat is sunnah, because we don't know what is bayat, we haven't seen it, so just everyone can be informed also. Bayat is sunnah to become. The Sahaba became bayat to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and till today in the whole ummah this bayat is carrying on. It has always carried on, and the object of bayat, that is faraz. And what is that? Our reformation, to correct ourselves. To, and this is very easy to understand. Physical body we got, we get headache, we take Panado, something home remedy, not getting better, 2-3 days passing. Even the wife will say, go to doctor now. It looks like now you need migraine, it's terrible. You have to go. Your sugar level, you try yourself something, not working. You then go to doctor. So the same thing, we got spiritual diseases also which come. We got anger, for example. And we can't control. And in our anger, we forget who we are. We forget we are 5-time namazis. We forget I've got a big beard. And the swear that we swear at that time. Unbelievable. Vulgar language, etc. Or eyes which are out of control. When guys are not under control, we forget I'm tahajjud guzar, and now how am I looking at that hoopan? Not only my eyes are open, my mouth also is open, and somebody is looking at me and I'm not even conscious, I'm just gaping at her. That means we got sickness, spiritual sickness, and very dangerous spiritual sickness. Anger is such a disease, you can shoot somebody dead. You, and how many people give their wives 3 talaqs, they say in anger. Why didn't you treat your anger? Why you put, let it go to the stage that your anger, you gave 3 talaqs, now you're 2-3 small masoom children. Hey, she's one side crying, you one side crying in that anger, fit of anger. Control, learn to take the treatment for it. So the spiritual treatment. So as we got doctors, yeah, in Amersfoort, enough doctors, enough surgeries, perhaps clinics also, everything. But spiritual, is there one doctor? Is there one spiritual clinic, hospital? This we need. This is more important, that our spiritual, our physical illness, we got cholesterol, we got diabetic, we got blood pressure. If we take treatment, it might get better, it might not get better. If it gets better, and that also at a big cost, doesn't mean you're going to live forever. Still, you're going to die. And if it doesn't get better, still you're going to die. And when you die, finish. No more now diabetic. No more now cholesterol. Nobody giving tablets to the dead man. Finish. End of the story. But if we got spiritual illness, and then also we're going to die. If you take your treatment with spiritual, the real doctor is Allah. Allah will give you shifa. 100% it's guaranteed. And then if you die, if you didn't get you didn't take treatment and you had pride, you'll suffer the consequences in the qabr. You were looking at other women, you'll suffer the consequences in the qabr. The problem doesn't come to an end when you die, the problem starts after death. So this treatment is even more. So becoming ba'at is just like a consultation with a doctor. And you make him your doctor, I'm coming to you doctor, I make appointment. And then doctor checks you up, and then he gives you a prescription. Most cases at the beginning, they put you on a course of antibiotics. And then if it works, well and good. If it doesn't, adjust it. Referral to specialists now. Go for this blood test, go for that blood test. So the first is the cause of antibiotics. So in that, what it is, that when a person becomes bad, the antibiotics, the starting prescription is that wear Islamic dress from head to toe. This is a great deterrent from guna. And it will encourage you to do good very greatly just having Islamic dress. Unless a person is not allowed by work, his boss, something, but as soon as possible come into Islamic dress. Second, to read Quran Sharif daily. We don't understand the value of Quran Sharif. Even if we just read 3-4 pages a day and make one khatam in a year, it will help us tremendously. There is no greater power in the world than the Quran Sharif of Allah Ta'ala. The third thing is to read 100 times La ilaha illallah. The first time, and more or less every 10 times, the whole kalima. With Muhammadur Rasulullah and Durood Sharif sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with this in mind, with La ilaha, I'm taking out of my heart all the dirt, the filth, the pride, hatred, jealousy, whatever diseases I've got. And with illallah, I'm putting the pure thing in my heart. Like this, La ilaha, and move little bit, La ilaha, the heart is the same, that I'm taking out of the heart, and illallah, I'm putting the right thing in my, a person who vacuums, washes his heart 100 times, how won't it become pure? If we do it properly, in a few days, one sitting of zikr, your heart will become pure. And 100 times Allah, after the first time Allah, to say Jalla Jalaluhu is wajib. And then, with this in mind, oh Allah, I love you, I need you, you love me, you come in my heart. 100 times you begging of Allah, how won't Allah come in your heart? And if Allah come in your heart, everything you have got. Ek tu mera, to har shay meri, zami meri, falak mera. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Allah, once you get Allah, you have got everything. And then keep contact with your doctor, your spiritual, your sheikh, and actually inform him, I'm improving, I'm getting some benefit, I'm not seeing any benefit, or some side effects are coming, then go follow it up, then see the benefit. So if we do this, we will get great, great benefit. And those who become bad or bad jate hai, they don't do anything after that, just we became bad, finish, for the fun of it, for the barakat of it, we became bad, then you just sit where you are. But those who follow it up, they benefit. And wallah, it's so amazing, without exaggeration, in this time of ours, we know what's happening in the world. But what people, women, men, girls, boys, young people, what temptation, how their lives are changing. What conditions Allah is bringing. Follow it up and see for yourself what Allah will grant you also. Allah give us tawfiq. What's your name, Himanana? دیجئے میں خود عربی میں پڑھوں گا پھر میں کہوں گا لوٹانے کو آپ لوٹائیں انشاءاللہ انگلش میں کیا اردو میں جی الحمدللہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیه ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا من یهده اللہ فلا مضل له ومن یضلله فلا هادی له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب کہو یا اللہ توبہ کی میں نے کفر سے شرک سے نفاق سے بدعات سے تمام گناہوں سے چھوٹے ہو یا بڑے خصوصا دنیا کی محبت کا گناہ سے اور آخرت سے غفلت کا گناہ سے من چاہی زندگی گزارنے کا گناہ سے اور اللہ جل جلالہ کے احکامات اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں سے غفلت کا گناہ سے اور تکبر کا گناہ سے یا اللہ وعدہ کرتا ہوں جہاں تک مجھ سے ہو سکے پانچوں وقت کی نماز جماعت کے ساتھ مسجد میں سنت کے مطابق پڑھتے رہنے کی کوشش کرتا رہوں گا رمضان شریف کے روزے رکھوں گا زکوٰۃ فرض ہوگی زکوٰۃ ادا کروں گا حج فرض ہوگا حج کروں گا ہما وقت اور ہما تن اپنی اصلاح کی فکر کرتا رہوں گا یا اللہ داخل ہوتا ہوں میں سلسلہ چشتیہ میں اور سلسلہ نقشبندیہ میں اور سلسلہ قادریہ میں اور سلسلہ سہر وردیہ میں یا اللہ چاروں سلسلوں کے تمام بزرگوں کی برکت سے میری توبہ اور بیعت کو قبول فرما جب تک کہ زندگی رہے اسلامی ایمانی زندگی نصیب فرمانا حسن خاتمہ ایمان کامل کلمہ شہادت پر عافیت سلامتی امنی کے ساتھ نصیب فرمانا کل قیامت کو اور ہمیشہ جنت میں تمام بزرگوں کا ساتھ نصیب فرمانا قبول فرما تعلق رکھنا الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین اللہم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها زكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله اچھا آپ نے کہاں پر رہا
تراج میں
تراج میں حفظ بھی کیا ماشاء اللہ بہت برکت والے مدرسے میں آپ نے پڑھا